That's good.
Song, right?
Like
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here in the studio with the Slack Bastards. And what are you guys up to tonight?
Playing rock.
Playing rock and roll.
There you go. All right. So I'm going to play this song of yours, Phone the Ambulance.
My main objective with this band.
Okay, well, I think you're good, so, you know, poo-hoo. All right, so who do we have next?
I'm Travis. I play guitar.
Okay. I've seen you. You wear some really cute stuff.
Yeah, I have a nice little flower dress.
Yeah, yeah. Bright and pretty and kind of reminds me of the 60s type stuff.
Yeah.
So where do you get your clothes from?
My friend gave me that dress because I needed
really?
One for that show. Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay. And who do we have next? Hello?
Oh, it's me, Scott.
And?
I'm the guy. Yeah, I'm the guy doing the singing.
And he wears the baby diapers.
Okay.
And I wear baby diapers, too, most of the time. I have this problem, you know, my sphincter's a little loose from getting fingers shoved up it all the time from Mr. Jeff Sweeney.
So where's your drummer?
He's here, but he's the quiet guy.
He's the quiet guy.
Yeah.
He just likes
just
to make a lot of noise with his drums.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good drummer.
He'll say hi, but that's about it.
Hey.
He's a good drummer.
That was him. He could drum pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
We have an
So you guys are having a practice
kit.
Tonight.
Huh? Yeah, we're at rehearsal right now. Breaking in the new lead guitar player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His name is Mark Pierce.
Hi, Mark Pierce.
Hey, Dolly, how are you tonight? You have a first time here.
Tell your drummer to do a roll on the drums.
You
or
want him to do something on the drums?
Yeah, ask him to do a couple rolls on the drums.
They want you to do something on the drums.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sitting outside right now, so we're going to have to go inside to make this happen.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were outside.
That's
no,
okay.
That's okay. You can stay outside.
Oh, no.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to try to organize a drum off, you know, like Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich did many, many years ago. There were a couple of bands up here in Northern California that did that at a National Guard Armory show that I put together. And it was so cool because the two drummers were doing the drum off, and it kind of reminded me of when my dad was a drummer way back in the 40s, you know, doing those roles.
Oh, cool.
I think it would be fun to have a drum off, you know.
You want to have a drum off, Rob?
Sure, why not?
He said no. He said no. Hey, Jim, go ahead and talk, Jen.
How you doing, Candy?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
We're doing so good out here. We can't wait to come out to California and see y'all and play live out there and meet some people. We're lost out here in the desert. Nobody really pays attention to people out in Tucson.
Is that where you're at right now, Tucson?
Yeah, Tucson, Arizona, Baja, Arizona, out where the desert is and the saguaros and all that good stuff.
There's a lot of desert out there. I've driven through there a few times. Through Arizona,
yes.
New Mexico, Texas. It's like nothing for miles and miles and miles. I think gas stations are like every 120 miles. Oh, but
yep.
They have the Pony Express stops.
Yes.
I can't imagine riding a horse through those deserts there, through Arizona and all that. I mean, seriously? Man, just
well,
to get the mail through?
Yeah. You can recreate that on a motorcycle, just like Easy Rider. Just get yourself a cheap bike. Make
there
sure you
go.
Plot out the gas stations because you will run out of gas. Have a good time.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I've driven out that way before. It's pretty desolate. I mean, just think, you know, we can send an email from here to China or anywhere we want in the whole world, you know, in seconds.
Yeah.
How
but it takes a while to get to Tucson.
Yeah.
You ever been to Tucson?
Yeah, my grandfather actually is buried in Greenwood Memorial Park, William Crawford. He was born in the late 1800s, and I don't know, I only got to see him a couple times because he was really old when I was born. And he established some two banks there in Phoenix way back in the early 1900s. Yeah, yeah, and he used to have shootouts with the Pancho Villa and his gang would try to rob him, and it was open season back then, you know. It's like they weren't FDIC insured. It was all about Smith & Wesson insured.
Right, Pinkertons,
yeah.
All them folks.
Yeah.
The Wild West spirit still lives out here. It's still pretty wild.
It's still pretty wild up here in Northern California, too, man. Bullets go flying everywhere all the time. I just
right.
noticed two new bullet holes in the front of my house when I came home today.
Dang. Maybe you're more wild than us. We're more like fifth fighters and shit talkers.
You guys should come to Cottonwood. I have a 135-acre ranch, and I have a 40-by-60-foot Quonset hut that we on concrete that we do shows in.
That sounds awesome. I'd be careful about inviting us because we might show up.
Yeah?
Yeah, we might show up.
Cool.
So you got a venue to play out there, huh?
If you need any shows, I can hook you up with shows down in L.A. L.A.'s not too far from Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, we like L.A.
I know.
I was in L.A. for a long time.
Did you? Yeah.
Yep, barely got out.
I grew up in Glendale.
Okay. I know Glendale well.
Yeah. I lived up by Brand Park on Raymond Street.
All right.
That's up in the mountains there.
So family from Arizona and then Glendale Park. It's not. Are you Mormon? Were you raised Mormon?
Oh, hell no. My dad worked in motion picture studios. And when he wasn't making movies, he was designing aircraft, top secret stuff for the military. The SR-71 Blackbird was one of his, the fuselage was his design.
Wow, engineering spirit, and then he went into film?
Well, he did both. He did film in fact, my grandfather used to run all the searchlights at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. He had that corner right where you turn down Highland. Now, there's
the Magic Castle now, isn't it?
There's a great big complex right there, like a big mall and stuff. And it's like in the 60s, they sold that corner for $60,000 or $4,000, and now it's probably worth a couple million.
I'm sure it's worth more than a couple million. That area is insane, like Hollywood and Highland.
Oh, my God, I know. It's really changed so much. But, yeah, my grandfather worked in the motion picture industry. My dad did, my brother. And I did a little bit. I used to do punk rock makeup, and I worked on Savage Streets with Linda Blair and Scott Mayer. I got screen credit for that back in the 80s. But then I started working at the Café de Grand punk, booking punk rock shows, and, yeah, that's how I got started in all this. And now I find talented people like the Slack Bastards, and I put you up on out in your albums and release your music. Woo-hoo.
Yes,
I'm
we're
so
very excited about that.
I'm working with you guys.
Yeah. We're over the moon over it. We got to get out of this place.
Yeah,
we need help.
Come to California.
We will.
I'm sure you could pitch a tent somewhere out in my field.
At least Scott. Can you still pitch a tent, brother?
Oh, I can, and if I can't, Mark will help me.
It's fun living out in the country. I don't know. I grew up in L.A., and I liked the area there and everything. But I don't know. I brought my kids up here when they were teenagers, and they both settled down and got all of their wild oats sown, and they've actually grown up to be very responsible people. But enough about me. I want to hear about the Slack Bastards.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean, really,
there's
not a whole lot
to talk
about right at this point, other than we just picked it up, really, and we've all been playing for a bit, and then before we know it, we're getting some attention, and people are enjoying what we're playing, and we just want to keep doing it and have a good time.
There you go, and your music is really good. So, on that note, why don't we play some Sin Alley? You guys want to hear Sin Alley? Oh, yeah. I love this song. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
back in. For some reason, my soundboard says there's another minute and a half left, and it's not playing. I don't know. Yeah, the song was over, but my soundboard says it still has a minute and a half left. So you guys are from all around. So how did you all end up in Arizona?
I don't know how they got here. Yeah, we are. Yeah, I'm not sure how they all got here, but none of us are from here.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you know how you got here?
Yeah, I got
Rob, are you from Arizona?
Yeah, only our drummer's from Arizona.
Okay.
How did you guys meet and form the band? Travis here, the guitar player, the rhythm guitar player, he's also a local punk rock promoter with Resisting Arrest Arizona.
Okay.
And I came acquainted with him through a mutual friend of ours, Jeff, who runs My Dad Hits Me Records. And from there, we decided to put this band back together. And I got the bass player, I found him working at a tattoo shop through a mutual friend of ours, Sean Kama from L.A. in Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
And then, let's see, James found our lead guitar player. He's known him for years, and he used to be in Zeke.
Final standing Zeke guy.
And then Rob Lobster here, our drummer, our rhythm guitar player, he actually knew him from a previous band that they were in together.
Oh, and what was that?
Freedom Assault was the band.
Cool.
And that's how we all got together.
That's awesome. I think you guys have a really good sound. I really like it.
Oh, thank you.
So, which is the one who was working in a tattoo shop? So he must be pretty good at art, huh?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you.
Which is the one who was doing tattoos?
Oh, that's James.
James, okay.
Yes.
James, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So if you were doing tattoos, you must be a pretty good artist.
Yeah, I've been doing tattoos for a long time, and I was a painter before that.
Yeah.
Lived in L.A. for a long time doing the art hustle. I worked on plenty of film careers, too. That was one of my previous careers.
I love tattoos. I mean, I don't have any, but I love them. I love looking at them. They really fascinate me. And the work is so beautiful. I mean, I'm amazed, you know.
Oh, thanks.
So why don't – maybe you can put your talents together and create a really cool album cover for these new songs you're recording, huh?
Yeah, we're working on it. I'm always making new stuff. We got a bunch of little thumbnails that I'm working on right now. And we'll probably have more album covers than albums. So we'll give you a big wide breadth to pick from.
There you go. Well, you know, if you have more art, we could always do each one of your songs as a single with a different album cover.
I'm down for that.
I would definitely give you credit in your name in the credits for the artwork as well.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. And then
if you ever need anything for Mystic, I'm sorry. But the echo, it's hard to keep track a bit. I was going to say, if you ever need any art for Mystic, I'm always available. You might have to wait a little bit.
I'm looking for something for this new compilation album I'm putting together. I started sketching some shadows last night, but, you know, I don't draw as good as I used to. I'm kind of out of practice, but I'm looking for something because it's Police Line, Do Not Cross, and it's all punk rock songs, with different police brutality songs on it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I can paint some pigs or draw some pigs. No problem.
Cool. Yeah, and I can always put a Slack Bastard song on the comp as well.
That
Why
would be
not,
exciting.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's do it. Yeah, I think I saw
maybe
a post on Facebook where you're kind of speaking about that, and it actually caught my attention. I didn't want to insert myself at the time, but I'd love to work on that. That'd be a really fun image to kind of geek out on.
Yeah, I was looking for a pig face on that cop uniform.
Exactly.
I thought that would look just really cool, and then like the police tape, it says police line do not cross.
Alright.
Oh yeah.
I'll send you some stuff over, you can take a look at it and see if it works for you.
Alright, cool. And I think Sin Alley or Phone the Ambulance would be a good song to throw on there. What do you guys think? Which one would you want?
I don't know, that's a good question.
That's
or maybe
okay.
Phone the Ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. In fact, I put it on there last night, and I was going to ask you guys if you thought it was okay, because I thought it went really well with the rest of the songs. I got some good stuff on there too. A mix of old and new. I've got Aggression Body Count on there, and I Hate Cops. Cops and Donuts by NOFX. Doggy Style is on there. So I've got a good variety of old punk rock and new punk rock mixed together.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome project to be involved with.
All right, coolness. I need some art. Something that really will snap people up and say, oh yeah, I like that.
Okay. That's in my wheelhouse. I do that.
All right. Thank you. So I think it's time for another song. How about Feeling the Wine?
Drinking as well, especially Marcus Parkus.
Not me. I don't drink. I'm straight edge.
I don't drink since I drank the last time and got sick.
Only spray it going up your butt.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to be getting off. These two guys can keep talking to you if they want.
Okay, guys. Well, you know, before you sign off, I just want to remind you how to party or go home.
Hell yeah, party or go home.
That's right, that's right. All right, well, I don't want to take up any more time for your rehearsal. You guys are really kicking ass. I love your music. I'm so glad to be working with you, and I want to thank you for coming on.
We want to thank you for having us on and working with us as well.
Thank you. That's what I love to do. I love music, and I love underground music. I love to be able to be working with Mystic and to be able to set the platform there for your voices to be heard. You know, we're very lucky to live in America and to be able to speak what's in our mind. And if we want to say, fuck the cops, we can say, fuck the cops. We can say anything we want, right?
That's right. Fuck the cops.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. You enjoy your rehearsal. And again, it was nice to have you on. And if anyone is interested, their music is soon to be up on iTunes and over 100 of your favorite downloading sites. So check out the Slack Bastards. All right. All right. Don't forget to party or go home.
Woohoo! Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Candace.
All right. You're welcome. And
we'll
look forward to seeing. That's right.
Huh?
All right, guys. Later on. Stay
all
high.
Right, bye.
Fly low. Bye. Records Radio, party or go home.